How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com. VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Yo, what's poppin'? You know what time it is. Your boy, Mr. J Hill, J Hill Podcast. We're in the building. Hey, special guest today. This guy to my left is a legend, man. I don't even want to say, like, I feel like we always trap our legends into where they from. So I don't even want to say Miami legend. We got to stop giving these niggas these half-ass compliments, man. It's either you're a legend or you're not, right? It ain't no Miami legend, Atlanta legend. No, man, you're a legend. This guy, it's funny because, of course, he don't know this, and I'm going to just go into a spill before I get started. I always look at people like Noriega, Joe Button, the OGs of the games, and I'm like, man, I want to be able to have those conversations. And I always tell myself, you got to wait, man. Your time is coming. A lot of these people been around a long time, longer than you, so they can have these conversations. And this guy is somebody that I truly look forward to talking to because he is truly a legend. He has the stories. He's been around for a long time. He's a real OG. JT Money is in the building. What up, brother?
What's up, brother J?
Thank
you for having me, man.
Nah, man,
appreciate
you. I thank you for pulling up. And what I'm going to do is we're going to have a drink.
Yeah, let's do that.
I asked you, did you want a drink? You was like, I don't know. So I said, you got to have one.
That's right. if you insist, brother. You
know, I insisted.
I can't have a player drinking by himself.
I insisted. I haven't had a drink in a minute,
man.
I
got to put my own
choice. Yeah. You got to pour your own points.
That rule still applies.
That one still applies,
that rule
dog.
Still applies, yeah. Y'all.
OG or not, man.
That way I could blame him if I get the
killer. OG or not. I'm going to leave it right here, though. This is a black-owned tequila out of Baltimore. It's called Los Hermanos. Okay. That's Spanish for the brothers.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people told me that because I didn't even know that.
Yeah, hermano, brother.
But shout out to my black brothers. Shout out to us.
I know, that's right. Check.
Man, it's I don't know where. Yeah. It's so many places to go with this conversation. I want to take my time.
Right, ain't no rush.
Yo, how do you feel, man? Being an OG in a game, still doing music. Times changed so many times. I want to talk about that. But like in this moment, how do you feel when it comes to JT Money and where you are?
I realize I'm blessed, first of all, to even still be able to be here and to be sitting here on your couch, you know. But and to survive all these different eras, you know. So like I used to tell people, I'm still writing this movie. They can't tell me my story. I'm still making it. And that's what I think I'm doing now. I'm being able to make it. Like, we got those days from the early 90s to the early 2000s, and now we're in the 2020s, and we still here doing what we do. So, you know, I feel good, and I love what I do. You know, I'm still learning because the game keep changing. As soon as I got records and tapes, then CDs came. Then after CDs, now we got streaming and other visuals and content. You know, it's just learning it, you know, trying to figure out the best way to stay getting paid and put some new product on the street.
What's one of the, since there's been so many changes, what's a change that stood out the most, like, oh, shit, like eye-opening?
Well, it ain't really a change. It's about handling your business, man. Like, if you're going to come in this game, you got to know where the money at or know what you're doing, like what you're doing it for, you know. If you just want to be famous, you go ahead and sign to somebody and, you know, give it all up. But if you want to make a career out of it, it's things you got to do, things you got to sacrifice, people you got to let go, people you got to work with, you know. You know, it's just doing good business. So that ain't really changed, but it's like, when I say eye-opening, I mean like, eye-opening like, oh, that's a fact, that's like, bottom line, you're going to have to do some good business, all right? If I didn't do good business, right, if I didn't keep my face clean, every time somebody throw my name up, they'd be like, man, fuck that name. I don't see that name. But I was good to people. So it's like, yeah, man, Jay, that's my boy. That's my... And you know, I got the little thing with the young soldiers. They be talking like, man, every time we say something, and I'd be like, and half the time, I don't even know who they talking about. But it'd be like, thank God I was a real nigga. Meaning when they saw me then, it's still the same love 20 years, 30 years later. And, you know, and I trail off too, so you got to pull me back in.
No, I ain't.
No, I do that now.
Hey, I ain't pulling you back in. I'm letting you go. I'm letting you do your thing. You OG. When I learn when the OGs talk, you listen.
Yeah,
you
get what I'm saying? Boom, check.
So, yo, speaking of being a real nigga, I feel like sometimes I even get discouraged because we had to learn that ain't no such thing as being a real nigga in business.
No. Yeah, you got to be a businessman in business.
Right? And sometimes you come in and it's fresh into the game and it's like, man, you, especially coming from the inner cities of where we, like, I come from Baltimore, right? So I come in a game like, man, that's almost like a stamp on my arm. Like, I'm a real nigga. Right. And you learn that, damn, it's almost impossible to be a real nigga in this industry because people is doing business and business don't look real all the time.
No, it don't. And they don't love us.
Yeah.
They don't love us.
How was you able to, you know, maneuver through those times and, like you said, still come out on top and say, I'm a real nigga. And niggas respect that.
Well, I just stayed true to myself. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Stayed true to myself, stayed true to my craft. And, you know, you got to weather those storms because way one won't, another one will. You know what I'm saying? Somebody might be in power today and be like, oh, I ain't feeling that. But somebody be on the rise and they respecting your game and you get with them then and then we'll go on, we'll pass them later. And, you know, and just like learning, you know, just elevation of game. I just stuck to my guns, man. I say I ain't going to do no flaw shit and I ain't do it. You know, I've been in situations like big companies, big deals, but it was just certain things I wouldn't do. Like, man, what am I gonna do that for? I don't want to do that. I want to do this. But that was me as an artist. You know, it wasn't. They were like, man, Jay, you should. You know, all money ain't good money. Everything ain't for me. You know, what's for me? Like, I take the bitter with the sweet. Like, so I'm responsible for my decision. If I made a decision and laid on, it's like, boy, if I would've. You got to eat that. But do you lay down and cry about it or whine, or you go chase them and try to give them some ass or some dick, or you make your next move your best move? You get up and keep it going, you know? And that's just me, man.
It's a young rapper, ESTG. He said something one time and it stuck with me forever. He said, my heart might get me killed, but it got me here, so it's a risk I'm taking.
Yeah,
and that's what
that.
It sounds like, because it's like, I just remain me.
Right.
So it. Yeah, I might miss opportunities, but I'm gonna get some opportunities
that's
too.
That's right, and what's for you, it's for you. They can't stop it, they can't take it. It's for you.
Damn.
What he got for you is for you, but I love that line. Was it ESTG, ESGT,
ESTG, yeah.
ESTG, boy,
said,
I love
my heart
that
might
line.
Get me, my heart might get me killed, but it got me here, so risk I'm taking.
That.
What? Give me a time where you feel like your heart got you in a fucked up situation and it was like, man, damn, but you ain't changed.
My heart.
It don't even have to be music, bro. We talking
about right. I'm going to say it got to be just when I was running around with all them niggas. Because, you know, anytime somebody talk about money or beef, I was with it because we was in a circle. We was a squad. But, you know, when you go to hearing that, got a song called Love My Dogs. And it's talking about bullets flying, missing us by inches, whistling, missing us by inches. But, I mean, I do good, you know, and even when they shit, it's on them. You know, they miss out on the goodness because my goodness don't stop. I just keep moving, you know what I'm saying? And then that's what it costs to get you from around me with the bullshit, you know? I fronted you something. I gave you some good game or whatever. And, hey, man, they can't come back. They can't come back. You know? Check, I drink that out.
Now, that's a fact. He said, that's what it costs to keep you from around me. Sometimes,
yeah, that's what it costs, man.
Bro, sometimes it's like those lessons that we might want to take to heart so much, and it's like, nah, bro, I'd rather take that and understand that you can't come back around me no more, and then it happened later on, because it's always worse.
That's right.
It happened later on, then I'd rather it happen now. We get rid of it.
Yeah, let's get it out of the way.
Yo, somewhere you said, nobody mad at fair.
Yeah,
except somebody trying to get over.
Yeah, man, that's been my motto.
But what's fair, bro?
Well, what we agree upon, I guess, if we an agreement, we agree. Like, all right, the way that came about, I used to go to this club, man. It used to be an old dude out there, and he always, you know, he just be, you know, the old cats jug at the young foot. Man, move something. Throw me just to see if you tight, or see if you showing love, or see if you a simp. Easy. I'd be like, man, I ain't on that. I just gave you something. Keep it fair, JT. Come on, J. And I'm like, fair. Like, who could be mad at Felto? Mm-hmm. I'm like, damn, I'm, you know, I like a good debate. I don't mind a good debate because I figure we building.
Right.
But I ain't had no argument for fair. And then, so now you gave me a new one to think about what's fair. So I'm just like.
Because even in that moment, like, bro, I just gave you something. Now it's like you feel entitled. Now.
But I don't know if it's that same moment, but just over time. Like, nigga, I gave you something yesterday. But it's really, like, I don't owe you nothing. Nigga.
Right.
But every now and then we would converse. You know how they say, not from the mouth, but you know where you can get the game. Even the bum on the street could give you some game if you're receiving, if you're not judging or looking at it some kind of way. So, and I just look at that as one of those things. He gave me some game. So, you know, I do another thing. I believe people work how they get paid, how they eat, you know. And everybody that work around me, I make sure they are right. That way, they are right. Or when I want to talk my shit, it's like, nigga.
I only ask that because, like, I resonate with that. But again, a lot of times I get in trouble when I'm thinking about being genuine, when I'm thinking about being a real nigga. But I've also heard, again, we talk about the game and the business, where ain't shit fair but amusement parks and rides, right? That's I've heard that.
You get
what I'm saying? So it's like, on one side, you got people like us, men like us, where it's like, man, I stand on morals, I stand on principles, and like, yeah, it's fair. Like, let's make sure the business is fair. But you have a lot of people who don't really believe in fair. And just from my perspective, and you could correct me if I'm wrong, the unfortunate part for, I don't want to say unfortunate, but the part that's uneasy for me is the guys that don't believe in fair is all the ones that you see leveling up faster.
Yeah, but that's what it is. It's faster, but it's going to fall fast. It's a part that comes with the game. See, us that think this way or feel this way, we can weather those storms. It's just like a little, that ain't really nothing to us, you know. They got over on that little incident, but they can't do it twice, you know. You know, standing on morals, man, I take pride in it, you know what I'm saying? Whether they agree or not. Man, Jay, you crazy. I would've. Right, you would've. That's you. I'm not doing that shit, you know. I could look myself in the mirror, in the eye, and talk to that guy and still be like, okay, you know. And I'll sit there and be quiet and look at him and see, you know. And I could see him. So I'm proud of that, man.
Y'all want to ask you, get into a little more serious conversation, especially everything that's going on. In today's age, bro, you came up in an age where it wasn't social media, it wasn't a lot of cameras, and like y'all had fun, right? Yeah. And I think I seen on Big Facts where they asked you, I think Big Bank, shout out to Bank, he was asking you like, how do you feel about like, it was a part of time where a lot of things could get done. Right. And it was fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
And then, and I think another one of your answers was like, well, we ain't had no money and it was no cameras around, right?
Right.
We talking about just, I don't know, the interaction between men and women. That's the best way to say it, right? And it's like, nowadays you see, it ain't the same. Like, you can't really do what you was doing then now. Like, how do you, like, what would you tell a young nigga coming up when it comes to interacting with women nowadays?
Get a JT Money CD, man. Get a Boys and Clan tape. You know, I've got the script.
I don't know. I don't think they should do that. No. That's 90s.
But, you know, truth is forever lies but for a moment, man. That's why they still listen to some of these old records, because I said it way back then, man.
Crazy.
And I told them how to deal with it. But today, I mean, you got to know who you're dealing with, though. And they got to know what they're up against, you know? Like, with this whole social media thing, it's still the same, though. It's just, it was a different levels, different devils, whatever. It ain't nothing new up under the sun. It just found a new way to do it. But it's that same, the same principles and rules apply. So, you know, you don't play yourself. You don't lead with your pocket like these rappers, you know? You lead with your conversation. You converse with it and see where your head at. You know, if it ain't that, then you know it ain't that. Now, if you still trying to hit, you can negotiate that, or you can just manipulate and work your magic if you got any. You know what I'm saying? But a lot of these cats ain't got it because their influences ain't have it. Their influences just had, you know, money. you know, big bags and trips. You know, they promised those the world, you know. I'm like, girl, you can have that if you would just. You know what I'm saying? I ain't coming there like, I'm giving you this shit and you ain't earned it. You ain't worked for it. Fuck you mean?
Now I say that because, like, it's clearly a difference in how the OGs talk. Like, even, like, I be watching my guy Trick Daddy. Mm-hmm. And I feel like Trick Daddy, the OGs, I feel like y'all get away with saying whatever the fuck y'all want. I can't just say what y'all saying. It's a difference.
Yeah, well, it is, but it ain't. Because when I was doing it in 91, 92, 90, I was a young nigga then. Mm. The audacity of this little nigga talking this shit. Mm. And the older niggas wasn't talking that shit either. But it's a different type of dude. Like, you know, it's just don't play with me, man. We can play. If she want to play, I'll play with her.
Yeah, you probably.
You know, I do that. But if we ain't playing, let's not play. But, yeah, man, you know, have fun with it, man. And it ain't that serious, you know. It ain't worth crying and dying and going to jail over. So what is it?
It's not worth it, but we see so many niggas going to jail over this shit. And I don't be understanding.
Because they don't have the capacity to take the bitter with the sweet. They think somebody told them to go like this. So if it don't go the way whoever said it, they ready to crash out for it. And you ask them why, they couldn't even tell you why. Unless they're going to say, well, such and such said. And I'm like, so you going to die and go to jail because
such and such said.
Yeah. You know, your mom and them back in the day. So if all your friends jump, you going to jump on the roof?
Yep. No.
Fuck out of here, man. Get some individuality, some authenticity, some, you know, be yourself, man.
Yo, I just thought of this. I think it's because, going back to what we talked about earlier, a lot of the people that we see, crazies that happen, we don't have to say no names, they really came up super young.
Right.
So they ain't really have time to mature. That's and true. I'm not giving nobody excuse, but.
No, true story though.
It was almost like they grew up in money.
Right.
So they felt like they could do whatever they want. When you work for it, you understand that. Now, I can't do whatever the fuck I want. Right. Like, it's consequences for trying to do things, certain things. Uh-huh. And now that I'm thinking about it, a lot of people that's going through these messed up situations, they were successful super early.
And then somebody done sold them on the fact that we got this. We're going to handle it. You're untouchable. They can't mess with you. Because you got money, you could just pay for it. But then, you know, when them people get mad at you, they attack your money. They go for your money. That's why you got to pay these bonds and lawyers and everything out, and they trying to drain you. Mm. See, they don't understand that part of the game. See, me at an early age, man, I got to give you this story. Like, I remember when we was young, right? And I was on Luke Records at the time. Luke had the boat. Like, Jay, where you coming on? Get on the boat. I said, nigga, I want my own boat. Mm. I want my own money. Like, you know what I'm saying? But, man, and now the other people at all, they be like, man, you know, cuz got all these houses. You said, I'm gonna buy my own house. I ain't finna buy no house from a nigga who owned the label. And then he get mad at me. And the next thing I'm in, because I've seen this prior. Mm. I've seen other artists before me. And they get mad at this dude, and now they out their house. I'm like, no, that was going to never be me. I never, you know, say you never give them people that much power. You know, we made a deal for this, and that's our deal. Just take care of that, and I'm going to take care of my life.
And even still, it's funny because you just said that, and I feel the same way, but I'm wondering, where does that other mentality come from, that handout mentality? Because I feel like a part of being a man, not even you being able to take something from me. Not even that. I'm not even going that far. I'm just saying, I just want to get it myself.
Get it myself.
It's that
right.
simple.
That's right. I want mine.
Where does that mentality of a handout, I don't even know where that came from.
Neither do I. It came from the internet.
But clearly not, because the internet wasn't around.
It wasn't around, but I don't know, though. But I guess those people, it seemed like, they want to impress somebody out there, like nobody can see behind the curtain. Mm-hmm. So if you pop up one day with this, they don't know you done sold your soul or your asshole open.
Nah, fact. No, for real, though.
The people right here, they don't know that. But you sitting there like you done did something big, but you can't, back to looking in yourself in the mirror.
That character, that integrity.
Right, right.
You can't. It's like no matter what you say, bro, you can fake all that stuff all you want, bro. Right. But when you wake up in the mirror, you got to look at you.
Yeah, you got to look, right.
And I'm not going to lie, that's a serenity prayer. God grant me the serenity.
Serenity prayer.
to accept the things I cannot change, to change the things I can, but listen, the wisdom know the difference.
I tell bitch at the crib, listen, bitch, serenity prayer. Just pray about it. Leave me alone. Mm. Like, you said, if you can't change me,
yeah.
Then I say, what if I change? I'm not the same nigga you love. I'm a different animal now. It might not be the same. Might not taste the same. But serenity prayer, I love that.
And I say that because it's like, bro, that's what helped me understand certain things. Mm-hmm. It helped me understand, like, I gotta accept what I can't change.
Right.
Like, you can't, but at the end of the day, what I can look at is myself in the mirror. Right. So no matter how nobody else feel about me, as long as I can wake up and look at myself in the mirror and be like, man, I made the good decision, like, I'm good.
And that's the big decision, because, see, you can accept you, but other people worried about other people accepting them. They worried about what somebody else think. And this is their own flaw or shortcoming. Like, they'll never, if your goal or ambition is just money, you'll never be happy. You know, Bob Marley say that. Money is just numbers. What you mean? Mm. Like, but I'm rich with I'm rich with all these other things that you can't take from me, you know, or that they can't take. I mean, you know who I be trying to make proud? My mama. I'm trying to keep my mama, because I gave her such hell when she was when I was younger, and now she's smiling. Mm. I ain't worried about this shit. I mean, that shit. You know what I'm saying? I do my business, and
that's a ball right there. You ain't even said it yet. I ain't worrying about that shit. I'm worrying about this shit.
Right, Chad.
I'm worrying about this shit.
That's yours. Run it.
That's hard. I ain't worrying about that shit.
Run it.
I'm worrying about this shit.
Yeah, man. And that's what it is, though. But, I mean, life lesson. I be like, well, I hope they get it before it's too late. Like, because some people, you can give them a lesson. Some people bump their head once. And some people don't get, as a kid, don't touch that. That's hot. But, you know. The adolescence or whatever, the stubbornness, like, I got to see until that shit burn. Like, if we'd have just listened.
Mm.
If we'd have just listened. They told us everything. But as we grow up, then we get to a point where we think we know everything and we ain't even experienced life yet to actually go through certain things. Like, talking about having the answers, some niggas don't even know what questions to ask. See, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's just time, you know what I'm saying? You gotta go through some shit. You gotta shut up and listen. They 1 mile, 2 ears, and whatever, man, you know?
That's the fact. No, I mean, you're right. You say time. They say the best teacher is time itself, right? Man. You gotta go through some things to get through some things.
Mm-hmm.
That just is what it is. Yo, I wanna tap back into your music career for a second. Your influences, it's kinda, when I hear you influenced by Big Daddy Kane, that's New York City. You Scarface, that's Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And Cube is like West Coast.
West Coast, yeah.
How did you have such a broad taste being from Miami? Like, Miami is the South.
Well, I always, see, you got to think. I heard all them dudes' music in the 80s. 86, 87, 88, 89. You know, my first record came out in 89. Mm. But I was the dude always on the music back then. I heard songs that other people didn't hear. I had a New York homeboy, and he was just in all the music. And back then, these dudes was, like, we was really rapping, busting lyrics, and, you know, it wasn't about just the turn up. We were actually listening to what they saying and appreciate what they saying. You know, you listen to a lot of those songs, and you be like, damn, that beat could have been harder. But we heard the bars they were spitting. So when I say, them was my influences. Like, I always say, Cool J, Big Daddy Kane, Rakim, Cube, and Face, and then I add some Chuck D on it. But it's just the stuff I was listening to. Like, I always liked the idea of fight the power and, you know, don't go for it, you know what I'm saying? Don't trust it. I've always been that way. That's my Chuck D side. You talk about that Cube and that Face, it was them streets, you know what I'm saying? The Kane and Rakim was more the rap. Get bold. Blase, Blah, Woo, the Wood, Cool J. You know, it's Cool J, man. You know what I'm saying? I always had business. You know what I'm saying? I ain't never not had no business. Nah, but I'm just saying, but the game. So I would say that, but I ain't never came in the game and tried to be none of them. Mm. I was just doing my thing from what they gave me, you know, adding on to. What we talking about again?
You want some more? Hey, man, you gotta pour your own, nigga.
Okay,
I was talking about the influences. Yeah. And I went there because, like, again, yeah. It's like your influence is so broad.
Right.
But
Luke influenced me as well. That's where you get the, hey. But what it was, we heard those songs, and Miami needed its own thing. This whole South needed its own thing. Like, I can remember Miami and Atlanta and everything in between was 125 beats per minute.
Yeah, like bounce.
Yeah.
I feel like Uncle Luke kind of like invented that type of.
Yeah, that bass music. Yeah. And but the rappers was more ABC rhyme. That's what they would say. Them niggas ain't got no lyric. So my thing was to come on there and spit that. You know what I'm saying? They'd be like, oh shit. And that's what we did back then. If you don't know, go check the dates. Go look back. Boys of Clan, 1990, 91, 92, 93, 94, 95.
But now let me ask you this then. So because Uncle Luke kind of came into the game, like groundbreaking Miami and doing this bass music, mm-hmm. right? You coming with lyrics, mm-hmm. how much pushback did you get from your city at the time?
No, the city embraced it. They was appreciative of it. Because they was ready for it. Whatever it was, they was ready for it. Mm. Like, when I did it, or if they didn't know they was ready for it, once they tasted it, like, oh, shit, that's what we want. Damn, that good. Was that Ritz crackers? It wasn't the same old crackers. Mm. You know, that Ritz. But so it really wasn't no pushback. And you look at those albums, we always did one, maybe two bass records on it. The rest of it was hip-hop, gangster music. It was rap music, you know? We wasn't doing all booty shake. You know.
But that's just what the world's like. Yeah, we hear right. Shake What Your Mama Gave.
Yeah, and they actually thought Luke made that record. Mm. Like, they didn't tie that to me till after Who That came out. They're like, oh shit, you did that record? I'm like, the bitch say JT with a different kind of flavor, nigga. But in all three verses, it say that. But I guess y'all hear Uncle Luke somewhere.
Oh, word.
Yeah.
What do you mean that they didn't tie that? Because it was clearly your song. How did that happen?
I don't know. Listen, Poison Clan and JT Money are two different careers. Mm. They don't. I have to be JT Money wearing Poison Clan uniform so they can try to relate. I don't think they think it's, well, that might be old by now. They might get it now. I think I done said it once or twice. I haven't heard a song on Pandora now.
Mm-hmm.
I done heard JT Money come across the Poison Clan station now. So it might be working.
I'm trying to figure out what was the disconnect. Like,
okay, back to the business now. Them labels and shit hiding stuff, you know, because they don't want to pay for that and tie that in and say, oh, he's responsible for that too, so they're going to keep it separate. And that's what I'm thinking. That's going to make it make sense. But you understand?
Yeah.
If you say, he did this, that, and that.
They're going to pay you.
Yeah, my price go that, and that. So we got to separate it, but, you know.
So where the money? So you still should be owed that money though, because you didn't do it.
I am owed that money, and we getting it. We collect it on this. It's a new thing going on right now. Return of the rights return before 30 years, maybe you got to do it before the 32nd year. Or you too late? You got to wait another 30 years. Yeah, I'm getting.
How much you think they owe you?
I'm getting all that shit. Well, I know the business, right? I figure they gonna try to say. We can only go back this far.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm be like, give me that. But long as I get those masters in control of the copyrights and everything else, I can make all the new money from now with licenses and publishing. And
okay, so moving forward, new opportunities.
And they out the way. Fuck out the way.
Okay, because I feel like people still sampling.
Yeah.
Shake What Your Mama Gave You, shit like
they
that.
Sample, they play it. Like, even all the content, when they throw it up, all that money come back down. It trickles back down, you know. Right now we splitting it, but pretty soon I'll be just getting it. Be the only one getting it.
Mm. Yo, speaking of music and influences, right? Who That?
Who That? Biggest record.
Who That drops, right? I want to talk about the influences that it had. First of all, I want to ask you this. This is the first thing that came to mind. What is that? What is that? Where does that come from?
When I walked in the studio, Tricky Stewart, the producer, he said that to me. He said, man, I got this idea for the hook. Like, how y'all? And I'm like, man, run that. But now listen, I ran into some brothers, you know, with the run. They say, man, that's a gift from God. That's like, hi, yazza, hi, bye. I'm like, whoa, maybe it was meant. I don't know. But nah, it was, more of a chant. But I felt it in my spirit. When he said it to me, and I heard it the way we did it. Mm. That's why we started chanting it versus just saying it.
Did y'all ever hear that word before then?
I mean, I might have heard, I don't know.
I asked that.
I felt it in my spirit, though. Go ahead, give me something.
No, I asked that because years later, when did who that come out?
99.
Years later, Yin Yang Twins come out with.
Yeah. That was the thing to do.
I'm trying to, because it's technically not a sample, right?
No, not a sample, but.
But y'all clearly was the first one on wax saying that word. So I'm like, okay, what is the meaning to this? And is that, when you hear that,
we're speaking in tongues. I told you I felt that shit in my soul, my spirit.
Did you think about this before? When you heard that song,
when the dude told me, ya-ya to the Abba, or ya-ya from the Abba, he said, man, that's a gift from God. He said, because I'm saying, dude, he's an all white. He said, man, I knew you was a brother. Mm. And I'm like, shit, nigga, I ain't the other nigga. You know what I'm saying? But he's like, shit, yeah. But I thought about it that way, like, well, shit, because you know, I got this relationship, and things seem to work out as long as I'm doing what I'm supposed to do.
Facts.
When I fuck up, I fuck up big.
So when you hear Yin Yang Twins say ay ay ay,
yeah.
Did you have any thoughts on it at all?
Oh, yeah,
you
had to, definitely. But. I was always cool with them. I ain't think to say, hey, man, go see about that. Go. I like them dudes. I love them dudes. But now you got me thinking about it now.
No, I'm just wondering.
Business don't love
but no, no, forget. I'm not even, because I'm not trying to make this a JT Yin Yang Twins. I want to know what's going through your mind when you first hear it. Like, I'm just curious. Like, paint the picture for me.
Well, I was never offended because, see, like, I never took no kind of offense to it. Mm-hmm. I was just like, yeah, because I really believe, like, this is one of my beliefs. I think we actually build off of each other. Mm-hmm. Like, some cats really pirates, you know, piracy, they bite and steal. Mm-hmm. But some people could take something to a next level or, you know, where you wouldn't have took it. And I just see it as that. But when you just say, ay-ya-ya, it ain't even a word for real. Mm-hmm. It's more, I don't fucking know. It just...
So I ask that because, okay, let's reel it back, right? When we talk about influence, power influence, right. Not even saying you had to be offended, but you could have been excited. You could be like, damn, I really created something, for example.
Right. Well, I ain't even thought that far. I probably did. I was like, yeah, I'm niggas trying to be like they big brother. But that's far as that went, you
okay.
know, because I already loved them before that song. So when they did that song, it could have been a tribute to me, a shout out.
Mm.
But a nigga should have said JT Money. JT Money. Yeah, but
she got her hands up more than these. Shout out to my guy, JT Money.
Yeah, shout out to my brother.
So I asked that because we seen one of the smartest when it comes to influence, Lil Wayne, right? Mm-hmm. Lil Wayne, I feel like he was coined the term bling.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, BG. On his album.
Okay, BG.
And then Cash Money copyrighted it. So, whatever.
Yeah, I know it was somebody Cash Money, right? So but I remember that being a thing because mm-hmm. after that, it became a word in our vocabulary. Like, right. We would be like,
bling,
you got that bling.
That bling, right.
Did you ever, like, once think,
well,
like...
I gave the game a lot of words, though. You know what I'm saying? A lot of slang came through this rap music. You know what I'm saying?
Let me if they sit back so we can. I don't want.
Oh yeah, I'm all up.
No, you good, you good.
But yeah. So with that being said, the influence. I see. That's another thing about me feeling like we build off each other. We take the game to the next level. And it's stuff. Like I was watching something, and cats was saying, man, I can't think of this shit. Now they'll say something. It's like, nah, we didn't use it like that back in our day. Mm. Just say like, all right. When they say, oh, they go like something. All right, police, right?
Mm-hmm.
In our day, we used to call them 9, 99, 9 a.m. And then mother nigga starts saying 5-0 to 50s. Then the other nigga say, oh, that troll. And then we used to say troll, because I was Metro.
Okay.
And the other nigga said, no, that's troll with a L. But now trolling is on the internet, nigga trolling you. Mm. So they policing you. And I'm learning it, but it's just the
evolution
of the shit. There we go.
Evolution.
It's the evolution of shit.
But do you wish that you would have copyrighted coin?
Yeah, I wish I'd have personally copywritten Say What Your Mama Gave, Push Your Band on Her. every word, you know. Really on the yard. Hope problems ain't no problems. Come clean it, don't come at all. Just, you know, because I gave the game a lot of, but for me, I was just sharing. Like, I wasn't just rapping just to rap. So I used the rap game as a tool for me to converse with my fellow brothers. Mm. And hopefully I could do it to a good beat that'll turn around and make them want to book me and hit me.
Wait, bro, I'm thinking now. You would think I was smoking. I'm in my head now. Wait, what came first? Do you remember? Because you're the OG in this, bro. Shake What Your Mama Gave You or the term She Get It From My Mama?
Shake What Your Mama Gave You. You can get it from a mama. That's Juvenile 99 out the back of that ass up. That's
so
the
that's
same
technically
right.
Influence, kind of, right?
Listen, Juvie knew me when he was a young dude. You understand? Yeah, man. Listen, I knew Juvie when he was with DJ Jimmy.
Mm.
You understand? And we was already in New Orleans doing Shake What Your Mama Gave. Probably was on Push It Bad No Ho. You know what I'm saying? I was... Yeah.
Did you tie that to the influence then? I probably
other
wouldn't
people
even...
do. See, just like you're doing now, other people do that. I just never.
I know you never cared, but I'm just curious.
No, it ain't that I don't care. It just, I feel like, well, shit, I ain't make it up. I might have put it out there first, but I wasn't going to take credit for it. Like, oh, I did this. I did. You know what I'm saying? Shit, I had to hear it from somewhere. And like, I just seen some girl like, damn, girl, say it. Probably some old nigga on the block. That's okay. Just like, all right, 99 problems with a bitch ain't one. Listen to Poor and Mentality, all they good for. This record came out in 1992. I'm the first nigga ever said it on the record. I got 99 motherfucking problems, a bitch ain't one. See ho walking around with tights clothes, black, even white hoes. That's me, 1992. Fast forward to 95, 96, Brother Marquise and Ice-T did the record.
Mm.
I got 99 problems, but then go back to 90 whatever or 2000 Jay-Z,
Jay-Z
did.
Yeah, yeah.
But that shit never trickled back down to JT Money said it first.
Mm.
First.
You know what's funny?
You never heard it nowhere. Yeah.
I want to go to the Jay-Z situation because, again, Big Daddy Kane being one of your influences. Clearly that was influence of Jay-Z.
Yeah.
I think Kane was probably the first person to take him on tour.
Yeah.
Jay-Z get a lot of flack for like, he did get a lot of flack back in the day, for like taking people lines. That's what the people would say,
right?
He was like, man, he made it a hot line, I made it a hot song. And he also would say like, that was his way of paying homage. I'm just curious from like, I'm using you as education at this point, because I don't know. During that time when Jay-Z was coming up, we hear a lot of people say he used Down South to like, come up.
I heard that before. But by the time Down South came up, like after, and then, boom, it's all after that Who That thing. Everybody wanted those beats. See, they wanted to rap they shit over our beats. You listen to the rap game today, it's damn near great. Everybody sound the same almost, you know? Like, all right, back in the day, you could tell Miami, Southern City, you could tell West Coast, you could tell East Coast, you could tell Midwest. Everybody had their own sound and then their own story. Like, and that's another thing. While I was listening to all these different music, I was able to, it was like the news or the reporting. I could see what they doing over there. I was like, okay, because I'm listening to such and such. And then we relate to whatever we related to. Like, oh yeah, boy, that boy such and such. Boy, they going in. They, you know, versus hip hop, blah, 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 blah. Nah, nigga, we want to hear them stories. We want to hear that game. We, you know, that was us. That's what we wanted to hear. And then those who had that, them the ones we gravitated to. But, the game kind of just absorbed all that up, you know, and that's them people behind the desk. That's them people in them offices who don't even listen to the music for real. There's somebody with a bright idea, you know, bruh.
So did you ever, well, not you, but coming up, did Miami ever look at it like, man, look at these New York niggas trying to come and bite our style?
Yeah, I'm sure some have. I mean, I done heard a record that sound like,
When Jay come and put do Big Pimpin', right?
Yeah, right.
What was y'all reaction like?
See, and all that, listen, me and Too Short and 8-Ball and MJG, we've been talking pimp shit on records, right? But them niggas ain't heard no real pimpin' till Pimpin' on Wax. And then after Pimpin' on Wax, with the same album with Who That, it was big across the country. Now everybody is pimping. Everybody pimp, Juice pimp, Sauce pimp, Big pimping. Because the key word was pimping then. That's when you start seeing all the old pimps coming back in front of the camera. Because the hype was pimping then.
Mm. You think Poison Klein, y'all kind of got overlooked. Like y'all didn't get the respect y'all was due.
Definitely. But it was a time, like, and that's, I think that one of my, I'm gonna say understanding. I can't say to me, like, man, Jay, you too humble. You too nice. Like, you should be, but I'm like, fuck that's gonna do for me. Mm. Acting like, yo, me, I'm there. Listen, everybody wanna be the man to the crowd, give our time. I give out time, now they singing in point. Oh, no, it was him. He's a, you know, I'm just silently moving how I move, you know, in his time, you know, and, you know, sticking to the script. But overlook, I mean, we came out, we was the Baby Too Loud crew, even though we wasn't talking, you know, that shit they were talking, we was talking more street game. But the influence and the impact of the game, of the culture, yeah, we had a big part, especially in this Southern culture in the Midwest and all that other stuff, because we was there. They was always booking us. I was always in Detroit, in Chicago, in Missouri, always in Texas, in Louisiana. I was always in South Carolina, Alabama. And we talking 91, 92, 93, 94, 95, you know what I'm saying? Just before the JT Money game. So really overlooked, it was just those who got it. You know, because I really believe the rap game was regional. Saying that, because everywhere we went, it was always somebody else had their superstar. Our record just leaked in. It was like, oh, yeah, we fuck with them too. But this our guy over here. Like, I met a lot of dudes who was famous in their region. Like, they area called them legends. Mm. But they ain't had their big record. They ain't had their Who That yet. They ain't had their major deal, they got one and they folded. So, you know, cats get this rap thing twisted. You know, they don't understand the work for real or the politics behind it, why something may take off and why something don't take off. Fans, all they understand is, nigga, we want that shit. Give me that shit or they ain't got it no more.
I want to ask you something, bro. Something is on my heart. Like, I heard you talk about independent, being independent versus like major, like in a, when I heard you talk about being in major, it seemed like I seen a spark.
With the major?
Yeah, I feel like I seen a spark from you that came. Like it was a spark. It was like, bro, that money was good.
Yeah, the money was good.
You know what I'm saying?
And this, everything was kind of handled, but.
But and my question, I want to ask you this before you go.
Mm-hmm.
Are you enjoying it now? I know it's independent, but are you really truly enjoying it how you was enjoying it when you was on a major?
Well, I enjoy my career, my life, period. Mm-hmm. Like, I wish other people could experience this shit. Because listen, right, with or without, you know, it's always a silver lining. Like, I go for the good. You know what I'm saying? I deal with that other shit, and I go for the good. The enjoyment, for me, is not just they money.
Mm.
The enjoyment for me is access to my people. Like, all right, I enjoy. Thank you for allowing me to holler at your people. I'm sure I got a few out there that they be like, "Yeah, boy, Jay with Jay, Jay and Jay together." Mm-hmm. You know, and they gonna love that. And that's one of my things I appreciate. But today, this shit costs me more than I'm making right now, but I'm paying for it. But you know, it's gonna pay off because I own, I control. It's more of an investment. That's another thing you young rappers got to learn to do. You got to invest in self, control your shit. You know what I'm saying? And learn the business. Do your business.
But I asked that, so I don't want to ask what's better. I don't know what I want to ask. My question is really, because it's always two sides to a coin. Right. And it's like, yeah, I'm paying all this. And I got the faith. I got the hope that it'll pay for itself.
But I want to ask you a question. I'm glad you brought it back. when you say the spark, and I was like, yeah, the money was good, the mayor, they're going to pay. They're going to give you what they tell you they're going to give you, but then, oh, all right, here go the difference. When I left that capital situation with the pimping on wax and blood, sweating you, nigga, I ain't seen a statement since. Them albums 25 some years, you think they owe me some money now? This before streaming. Our record was tapes and CDs. So part of my thing that we doing with this rights return, this return of rights, they got to clarify all this. Mm. The money there, you just got to weather the storm. Mm. And I was, see, I'm not that dude who's going to fall off and cry and be, you ain't going to see me looking, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to give them that satisfaction. But you think about the business, because they like, shit, we so big, you can't come out there. I'm not. I'm just saying, show me the book. I got the right to do that. And I got the knowledge to know what I'm looking for. You remember we talked about, nigga don't even know what question to ask. Mm. I got the questions now, and I'm looking for the answers. But I ain't seen a statement in 25 years. Mm. All right, y'all just holding my money? Or I ain't made no money since then. Ain't nobody played my record since then.
Yeah, that's not true. Because then you still even got, when we talk about samples,
yeah.
I think ASAP Ferg had a big song in 2017.
Yeah. I actually cleared that.
Mm.
I cleared that. They paid me.
Oh, they paid you?
Yeah.
Okay. But you still should be getting money.
Thank you. The residuals. But see, the copyrights and the ownership of the record, the percentage of the deal, the points on the deal, that's what they now paying. What are they going to say? We couldn't contact you. We couldn't find you. Goddamn lie. I'm on every site. Somebody in your office know me.
Right.
But, I mean, the music business, and that's what I tell everybody who I know or who going to listen, especially you almost come, it thrives on ignorance, what you don't know.
Mm.
So when you don't know something, they're going to be like, yeah, man, hell, yeah, that's your money right there. But the rest of that table, they ain't telling you about it.
Mm.
And all that's money. But you can have this one. And you're like, yeah, boy.
But you look good, right? Because you don't know no better. Like, it's ignorant.
Yeah, the
game. Yeah, hell yeah, I'll take that.
Yeah, the game thrives on ignorance.
Wow, man. That's crazy. All right, so going back real quick.
Yeah.
When it comes to these samples, how do you determine whether you clear some or not? Is it like, shit, I need this bag, or do you really care about the song?
But if somebody sampled me?
Yeah.
Honestly,
because like everybody, we seen LL Cool J was like, man, no, I don't care. I mean, of course, LL Cool J, rich. But he's like, man, I don't care about the money. Like, I just want to make sure it's a good song.
Right. I mean, that's a good.
But LL Cool J, rich.
Right. Me, and then this is my understanding. I may not like it. My opinion is just mine. You may got 50 million people that just love the way you did it. Just because I don't agree with it, I'm not going to get that money. I try to make it easy for anybody. I'm like, well, shit, if you mess with my shit, holler at me. I'll clear it for you. You ain't got to do it. I tell them, yeah, I did that. Mm. You know, I would do it. But that's how I rock with people. I rock with are those who come to me. And I'm like, yeah, let it be my problem. They owe me anyway. And they run it with that shit.
Mm.
You know, but, you know, that's another fight, though. But clearing it, shit, you know, I done put records on the internet that I ain't clear yet. I figure, hey, if we make some money then, we just got some money to split. A lawyer told me this. Sometimes, Jay, it's better to ask for forgiveness than ask permission.
Come on.
Because if you ask for permission, they might say, nah. But if you're going to put that thing out, they're like, oh, shit, my bad. But here go your shit.
Mm-hmm.
Jay, okay, don't do that shit no more. Counting that money.
In fact, yeah, all right. So, I'd rather fall into a fuck up than not be able to have it at all. Right, shit. No, that's the real shit. Damn, bro. Okay. We got the samples out the way. Let's come back to some new music real quick. First of all, you and Trap Beckham.
Yeah.
How the hell this happened? If y'all don't know, Trap Beckham. So sometimes you got music, and unfortunately, the OGs probably know, but JT Money is probably an unfortunate bystander of this situation. And what I'm saying is, you have some artists who music outgrows them.
Yeah.
If you don't know Trap Beckham is the guy who made Birthday Chick one time for the birthday chick.
And Lil Booty's Matter.
Yeah, Lil Booty's Matter. Yeah, right. Just for the people that don't know.
Listen, but I'm glad you said that because I always told people that, I mean, my records was always bigger than me. They never know.
That's what I just said. I said, like, you was unfortunate.
Yeah, but that's a truth.
Like, who that is one of the biggest records ever.
Listen, man, I didn't even have
Chick What Your Mama Gave You. It's one of the biggest records.
And they don't know I made it right. They're like.
Is that frustrating? Before I get to.
I try to be fair. I can't. I just say it is what it is. So what my joy comes in allowed me to reintroduce myself. Mm. You know, so I like to go in there when they don't know. And before I leave, damn, I ain't know. Listen, I done been at shows and dudes got people and they're like, well, damn, why he doing that song? Why he did? They don't even know. They were there for whatever hype they was there for, but then they get a lesson into me.
Okay. Yeah. So but, how you link up with Trap Beckham?
Trap Beckham a young nigga. Right, young dude. He from Jacksonville, man. Well, actually, one of my producers, right? And that's one of my things with this new project. I was trying to bridge this gap. You know, they like, man, the old niggas, they be hating. Young niggas, they won't listen. They think they know it. And I'm like, nah, players. I'm actually worked with a bunch of young producers and co-writers for some hooks and stuff. And they like me because I don't try to sun them. That's like, well, OG, we say it like this today. I'm like, what say? Well, we still, you know, we collaborate. Mm. And it ain't about me acting like, nah, little nigga, you don't know nothing. And it worked. It worked out for us. We got a great situation. Well, they actually sent, bro, this beat I like. And he actually sent me the hook back. And I'm like, psh, run that shit. But then he from Duval, Jacksonville. That's one of my other cities, man. You know, like I claim Duval. Like I claim Atlanta. Like I claim wherever else I'm at, you know. But, yeah, that's how it was. But he grew up on JT Money Mills. Mm-hmm. So he just sent that with no
How
issue.
Does that, like, knowing that you can make these collabs with people that are still relevant to this day, right, from Florida, like, how does that feel as an OG in the game?
Well, that's good, you know, without trying to sound entitled, but that's just proof of the work that I put in. And
that's real, though.
And that's proof of the relationships I got, because his manager could have said, nah, man, we fuck with that nigga. Because I know his manager as long as he been in the business, you know? And shout out TJ, Trap Beckham. Yeah, but, you know, it's just good relationships, and it's proof of the work. Like, when I was, you finna move ahead.
Bro, go ahead. This is cool. It's a school for me. I'm young. I'm cool. I'm all right. I'm listening.
I don't want to just be putting business out there, but, you know, I got CeeLo on the album. I got 8-Ball and MJG. I got Trick and Ross on it. You know, and you think I could pay all them niggas?
That's relationships.
You think, right. And it's the relationship, the love.
Respect.
It's the real respect. It's the, man, I grew up on that nigga. They wanted to do something.
You got videos too.
Yeah, got videos.
So it's extra.
Extra, right. And then there's other people in the works. Like, they've been dying to work with me. I'm like, wow. But it took my young soldier to reach out, and then you don't get on my page and act like he talking for me. Because I'm not finna bother nobody. I'm old. I'm setting my ways. You know what I'm saying? Mm. And, you know, I see a nigga like, well, what's up? Boy, you ain't telling me what? Hold up, man. And then they hit back, and they send him something. They send it right back, and we do what we do.
I know you're OG, bro, but I got to ask. Because I say that because OGs act like they don't have no emotions. But when you look at you being able to get Ross on, you being able to get Trick Daddy on, DJ Khaled on.
I'm thankful and appreciative now.
When you think about that, like, come on, man. Like, does it ever hit you like, damn, this is God.
Right. Definitely a blessing, definitely. And it's his timing. Like, other people, like, I got some homeboys down there.
CeeLo.
And they hate us. They be like, oh, them niggas should have been. They should have been there. They could do more. Like, I'm thankful they did what they did and gave me what they gave me. This nigga saying, them niggas should have, they could have did more.
Like, nigga,
they
shut up, nigga.
Right, get the fuck out of the way. Like, let me enjoy my blessing, you know? But that's just how them humans, you know, them regular people. Yeah, man, the regular people be on that shit. Like, me, I'm appreciative. Like, I got it from him. Thank you. You know what I'm saying? if I, hey man, can I get a drop real fast? Or just post them on, you know, and they do that. Mm. But I ain't finna bother nobody. Like,
when the last time you sat down and actually was like, damn, bro, like, look at this. Look what, like, look, yeah. I prayed for this and I'm here. Honestly.
Lately, I've been doing that. That's why I've been trying to walk the path. Like, well, shit, now I gotta do good because I done asked for it. He's revealing it, and now I gotta stick to the script.
Okay.
Only I can fuck it up.
Oh,
you understand
my God.
What I'm saying? Only I can fuck it up, so I can get caught up. Like, they can blow all the smoke up my ass, and I can start believing it.
Mm.
And then next thing you know,
yeah, strip the rug right out my right from under my feet.
Not to talk about nobody, but I could be in that situation, thinking I'm, yeah.
Nah, for real.
I'm not going for it.
Mm.
Oh man, I know what side I'm on, and I know what I'm out here to do, baby.
So we talking about the legends.
Mm-hmm.
You got this song, Mount Rushmore.
Yes. The streets were so happy, man.
It's but my question is, if y'all don't know, Mount Rushmore, single JT Money, DJ Khaled, Trick Daddy, Rick Ross, on his new project.
Immortal, yes, sir.
Immortal. My question is this the Mount Rushmore, though, of Florida?
Yeah, well, we just missing Luke, man. But see, this was Miami Mount Rushmore.
Miami, yeah,
now,
my
if you
want to
say
bad.
Florida, and then, because, you know, because other people, you know, you can't forget Pitbull and Flo Rida, but I call them dudes, and now they're a whole nother league.
Yeah.
I say, like, we on that rap shit, you know what I'm saying? Them boys, duh, you know, Mr. Worldwide. But see, and even them, when they see me, they be like, them niggas tell me thank you for opening the door for them. And I'm like, wow, like, you know. And they be good dudes, though. Like, genuine, like, whatever I get from them, it's out there. They don't seem like no yes man or yeah. It ain't. A nigga look me in the eye and be like, no, man. You know what? I'm be like, damn, this is good. I'm back to that feeling blessed. But I wouldn't waste my Trump card on no bullshit. I wouldn't waste my one phone call.
Mm.
I mean, if I call you.
This is the one.
Yeah, this is right.
So you think, but so Trick Daddy, JT Money.
All right, Luke for, I think, and I heard Luke say this on his thing recently. He said, nah, we brought hip hop to South Florida. Okay, well, y'all blew it up. Y'all created whatever, because they did. Wasn't nothing going on before Luke and them. But it wasn't just Luke, it was other people there, but Luke stood up. He spearheaded that campaign. JT Money, importantly, I came through with the street game, you know, which opened the door for Trick and Rick and them, you know. But when Trick came, he did what he did during the time when all eyes was on Miami, and Trick held it down, you know, boom. Ross came, you know, met them people, and he played the boss move. So I will, you can't not have Jay-Z Money on it. Whatever you choose, it ain't no them without this one. And then you can say it ain't no me without this one.
Mm.
The chain link.
So we'll go Uncle Luke, JT Money, Trick Daddy, Rick Ross, DJ Khaled.
Yeah, but see, yes, but all right, I say all them around the same time. I've been saying all them around the same time, and we the same time.
Not necessarily, because honestly, I'm thinking about it now. Trick Daddy, Rick Ross ain't technically like the same time. Trick Daddy will
no,
be
but, yeah,
before.
He, yeah, definitely before. Well, they was all rolling with Slim and Slab before he peeled off and did his own thing.
Okay. So that's your top five Miami?
Top five? For what?
Miami. Rap, influence, whatever. Uncle Luke, JT Money, Rick Ross, DJ
Miami,
Khaled,
Mount Rushmore,
Trick Daddy.
What it means to the culture as far as making the culture what it is. Yeah, I mean, I got a picture with Luke, me, Trick, and Ross.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, even the record, Khaled stepped up. Shout out to Khaled, because he said, Jay, I got you. Because I sent it to Luke. Luke wasn't feeling that record. It was too slow. Luke wanted something. And I said, listen, man, all you got to do is just talk your shit. Just say, nigga, why you should be there. But I sent it to him. He never sent it back. Sent it to Khaled. Khaled sent it right back and found himself. Nigga, yeah, this is, did a night, you know, just love.
This is why it's good to listen, because my next question was, why Khaled and not Uncle Luke?
Yeah, that's... well, I sent it to Luke first. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you look at the video, I just put clips of Luke when we was at the game. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, I'm gonna just throw you in the video anyway. Mm. But, you know, Luther Campbell's still my guy. I don't care what nobody says, that's my dude. But, you know.
It's crazy how much respect you give to Uncle Luke, because y'all even, didn't y'all have a falling out?
Like, everybody had, but me and Luke ain't never had a real falling out. I just had to go make a business decision. I rode with that nigga when everybody else left him. Mm. And I was the one like, nah, I don't want to see this with bro. And I'm going to hold it down. I held it down. After Two Live Crew, when he was doing a solo, it was me rapping on all them records. Everything. That was me. Writing and rapping. Think I got paid for that shit? Mm. Well, I got paid whatever I established here in the JT Money brand. And that was my payment. You know, I still go back now. It's never too late. You know, it's no... What's it called? Time limit ain't nothing.
Yeah.
Statute of limitations. Yeah, not no statute of limitations with this, bro. That money, right. But, but see, like I tell them, they be mad at Lou, right? But I be like, the nigga did give y'all opportunities to excel. Y'all chose to point fingers and blame and cry and whine. Me, I took what the nigga gave me and I say, well, shit, nigga. I'm going to chop little smaller pieces and sell these. Mm. You see what I'm saying? And that's kind of how I look at the game. Then also I look at when we were doing our, this nigga was 27, 28, 29, not even 30 yet. He don't know shit with all that. Goody Mark, who, you ain't understand. No, nigga, that money ain't yours. He ain't understand all that money wasn't here. Mm. But it took me to get the, this age to realize he was a shorty too, man. But, you know, we understand the bust down. I'm not excusing it. I'm just understanding another perspective or point of view. Because, again, my understanding is I don't crown wine about shit. I just get it done. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I ain't finna, forgive me, y'all. If I ain't finna just kill a nigga, I'm gonna just take my piece and go.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Nah, that's real.
Yeah. Boom, we said it earlier. That's what it costs for me to get you from around me. Mm. So if you call me back, just bring that bag with you. Mm. You know, just shit like that, though.
But I mean, it's dope because I, through all of that, when I'm here, you still paying homage. Still
right,
doing
without
respect.
Hating him, but fuck. Nah, I'm not gonna do that. I'm not gonna say for. But I do think the nigga feels some kind of way when he said, I'm like, what's up, nigga? Hey, JT Money. Like, nigga, we all right. Give me a hug. Nigga.
Right, right. I mean, he could give you a song, though. Make a fast song.
No, I did that, too. I did a song, and a nigga had some vocals of his in the studio, and I say, nah, give me that. And I put it out.
He ain't tripping. He ain't saying nothing.
What he gonna say? I sent it to him. He ain't replied back. What he gonna say?
He in debt for life?
Huh?
He in debt for life.
Hey, man, we plug for life, man. We gonna eat together. We gonna bust this shit down when you ready to bust it down.
Man, I'd rather ask for forgiveness than for me.
Yeah, like, nah, nigga, that's ours. That just put that in our basket. Ooh. Me and your basket. Mm. You know what I'm saying? You got your U basket. I got my meat basket.
We got our
basket. Yeah, just throw it in there. And we're ready to bust that pie down.
Just let me know.
Man, that shit just sitting on the stove or in the refrigerator, wherever it's at.
Okay. Yo, what's your favorite era, bro? Like, because we talk about Rick Ross.
Favorite
Trick,
era?
Yeah, Trick Daddy. Like, you got early 90s.
Yeah, I do like early 90s. Like, I ain't even going to lie. Like, the shit was just so authentic, original. It was just so, it was untampered with. The major labels still ain't really believing it. They just started getting into the business. Like, you know, when we first started, they didn't think rap was going to last. Mm. You know, it was supposed to be in a phase of fad. Now the world is hip-hop, rap, whatever. But again, when I say you had all these different people from different markets and regions, we was able to get that sound authentically, you know what I'm saying? Like that Poison Clan sound, them people in these, they appreciated that ratchet, raw gangster shit. We appreciated that player pimping shit coming from Ball and Shortenum and, you know, the Cuban, W.A. Scott. We appreciated that, but we had other artists in between, you know? When the cast came out in 93, the Goody Mob in 95, 96, and you know, we appreciated that game. I'm telling you, after that Who That shit, that 99, I think probably 98, them people are at that meeting, okay, y'all, this is what we're going to do. We're going to tie all these niggas together. We're going to get them, and we're going to regulate the game like this. You never seen them thing where they talk about them people had these meetings, and we're going to do that, this, and to the prison system and all that.
Yeah.
I believe there's some truth to part all that shit. There. Some of them niggas, well, yeah, that's just what we're doing. You know, I look at the game today, right? And I got a homegirl, right? She tried to do a little podcast. I went to support her. And she's like, yeah, JT, so what about the girls running the game right now? I say, listen, what the fuck they running? It's a nigga doing it, it's a nigga writing the rest, a nigga behind them. I say, it's the agenda. I say, listen, I'm not trying to downplay your shit, but if it wasn't a nigga, though, you couldn't run shit.
Mm.
With all due honesty and modesty, listen, man, but it gave her some kind of woman empowerment. I'm like, yeah, yeah, cool, but you trying to say this bitch you listen to make a better record than that nigga you used to listen to? Then you think that shit sound? It's the agenda. They control the media, the outlets, the platforms, the state. So they pushing what they want to push. We got to understand this. But again, fans don't give a fuck. They all they want is what they want, and they get what they get, and they nigga. And if we not giving, if the powers that be not giving you this one, and they give me that one ain't good no more.
Mm.
You understand? Oh, yeah, they done fell off.
They forget so easy.
Yeah, so, right. And they ain't gotten, they are influenced, you know? There's influencers and there's influenced ED.
Mm. But it's funny, you know, it's funny, it's crazy because even through the influence, it's new rappers who swear they never heard of the older rappers, right, the ones they making songs about. I think Lotto had made a song about something. I forgot shit. This I don't even know how we got here. But she didn't even know about the artist who made the original song.
The original song. But them records be that old and they be that young. And they don't know. It's possible, but I'm sure if somebody gave that, they ain't explain it to you, they ain't tell it to you.
Mm.
Like, well, then that's the people. I don't know, man. I tell niggas, studies show yourself approved. Like, you can't talk about, like, cats can't form opinions about stuff they don't know nothing about. They don't know shit. Go back and learn something. Like I always tell, I'll say this to them, check the dates. Just go back and see who said what for, did what for, and compare it to whatever. But then they don't understand the times.
Mm.
So they ain't really got a clue. So now it's up to me to understand what they don't understand. So that's why on the Mind My Rushmore, I say, says a lot about you if you don't know about me. I did that on purpose.
Mm.
Original gangster player from the Southeast says a lot about you if you don't know about me. Because if you think the game started with Trick and Rick and ask them where they got it from.
Mm.
Just shit like that, you know what I'm saying? But
in your bag right now.
I'm in my bag right now.
You go crazy.
But I'm just saying, it's the truth. Ask them. They'll tell you they're going to. They all thank me. They hug me. They love me. I love them back. We all brothers. But what I did back then, without knowing what I was doing, I was just repping us. You know, I was tired of niggas looking at us like, oh, that's the booty shade, nigga. Nah, you got us fucked up, nigga. And I was, fights I fought for the crib, cat just won't understand. My first solo, 91. We just called it Poison Clan. I was solo in 91. Me and Dale split. From the original Poison Clan, that's when I brought all my dogs in. But every record was a JT Money solo record. Mm-hmm. You know, I bring other voices in for whatever the
song needed.
Yeah, you know, well, you do this hook, say this. But the song was the song I created and made, me and Mike Fred.
Yo, you coming back. This is school for me. You coming back making music. I'm curious to see what you think. I'm going somewhere with this. Do you think that a legend can overstay his welcome? I have a follow-up question, but I'm curious what you think.
I think it's possible a legend, but a nigga like me, I'm not that guy. See, I've changed every time the game changed. For some strange reason, I get it.
Mm.
I think I get it. And that's probably why I'm rocking with these young dudes, because I know it's going to be a new sound, new verbiage. And you know, because you can be set in your old ways and I ain't trying to hear that shit no more. I believe that's possible. And then you got to be aware. You got to know when it's time to lay down. I've been trying to lay down. Motherfucker keep asking, when you going to give us something new? We want something new. All right, well, fuck it. They ain't kicked me out yet. Wow. They ain't say, nigga, sit your ass down. I'm gonna hear that shit.
Wow.
They ain't do me like that yet.
So I asked that because I want to go to Rick Ross for a second.
Mm-hmm.
Rick Ross, see, and I'm being honest, I'm not from down south. I'm from Baltimore.
Right? BMO.
So I don't really know, but his stories like Rick Ross is really like he really came from Miami and did it big. Right?
He did.
You put him in a Mount Rushmore. So I only ask that because this is gonna sound crazy. I'm gonna just say it straight up. It feels like sometimes our legends don't get their just due until they pass.
Oh yeah, a lot of times.
And I think Rick Ross, him being so heavy on social media, I feel like people forget who Rick Ross is, like how much he means to the culture, what he really did for Miami, for the music scene. It's some other people too, like T.I., but I feel like, that's why I'm asking, like, do you think people can overstay that welcome? Because it's like, if he wasn't on Instagram as much, I think people would respect him and his legacy as it should be respected. Or do you think it's still...
But then he run the chance of being forgotten too, because this game, all right, they used to tell me, Jay, you don't post enough. You got to get on there. You got to let the people see. They got to talk to you. And I'm like, man, I can't walk around my goddamn phone like this all day. I'm not posting my food, what I'm eating. I'm not posting every drink I drink. Mm. You know, that's just not me. But nah, the game, you got to have a team, a solid team. You seen Nephew, when we first sat down, he was getting it.
Yep,
and he going to send that over to Media Bay and them. And they going to da-da-da-da-da. And, you know, just for the game's sake. So my platforms become my platforms. The JT Money kind of business, you know. I post when all I used to post was flyers, events. Yeah, I'm gonna be at such and such next week, boy. Y'all come meet me there. Mm-hmm. But the people ain't getting a chance to see me, and you know, somebody tag a show and I'll show them a performance. But yeah, it's more to it. But I think, you know, what's it called? Catch 22.
Yeah.
If you sit back too long, they can thank you. Lay it down. And that's what I did. I said, well, I ain't fall off. I just fell back because I was watching the game. I was, you know what I'm saying? And trying to figure out algorithms and shit. What the fuck is that? Oh, God, we see the way the movement, then they know what to throw you. You know, like targeted ads, you know what I'm saying? Shit like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I'm like, oh, this is new. And that's what these dudes need to understand. But as far as overstaying your welcome, that's like if I keep trying to make shake what your mama gave you over and over and over. Like, Jay, get the fuck out of here with that shit.
Okay.
But I make something different. I'm, okay, this way we vibing at today, and I do something like today.
So I asked that because, like, if we, and this, like you said, you took the words on my mind, the double-edged sword, slippery soap. Yeah. Like, is and because, like, if you look at people like Lauryn Hill, right? The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill was going to forever be a classic. She ain't make another fucking project since. But it's a classic, right? Yeah. Think about like 50. 50 got into movies and stuff, but Get Rich or Die Trying.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? But like Rick Ross, T.I., it'd be like, don't forget who these niggas is. But it's like, I feel like, sometimes I feel like, and I might be wrong, I don't know. Sometimes I feel like because they still around or because they still active and what they're doing right now isn't as, I don't know, big as what they're, as what they was introduced.
Also, all right, they engage in a lot of other stuff too. Arguing with niggas on the camera.
Okay.
You can't do that and still be the legacy. You tarnish it a little bit.
Well, 50 does it?
No, 50 do it for a living. I'm trolling these niggas. Because 50 said all these niggas is punks and pussies.
Okay.
Like, I'm a 50 fan. I like him. I like the way he just be fucking with niggas and laugh at it.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just like, God, this nigga. Yeah. All right, I met him. Nothing but respect. He like, oh, yeah, I know you. You one of the first niggas. This is his words to me. Oh, yeah, I know you. You that nigga, you. I'm like, okay. But nigga, I fuck with you. Because I see what he doing, but... If they can hang, they can hang them. They can't, they can't. Like, I this game ain't for the weak, man. I'll tell you. You got to be smart or you got to be hard. E.O.
I just ask, because I'm curious, but I only ask because, like, these are real questions.
But we need
like,
to know, and people need to need
yeah, not for real, because, like, bro, like, you look at people, like, think about it, like, Lil Wayne, right? Even Jay-Z. Like, these guys get their love, their respect. But I mean, if you want to be real, I'm not from down south. But right. just being down here and under, like learning, being in the music right. and hip hop industry, you understand. You start to learn more. You like, oh, these guys was just right. as big to what they did as. What we had.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And not what I was saying. Every region. Remember I said this earlier. Everybody had their stars, like, but your record leaked over here. We booked you for that song.
Yep.
And then we heard these other songs, but this guy got that song. He got the city behind. That's how the game was. Mm. And I think it's going to eventually go back, though, because, you know, shit turns, man. Mm-hmm. You know, nigga, again, they got the... stay on the ride or weather the storm. When the smoke clear, the truth will still be here. You know, it's just like that. Yeah, man. Authenticity, you know, integrity, you know, due diligence, you know, it's just shit like that. I don't know, like, all right, you talk about Brother Wayne, like, and then, you know, and some people are, he was the greatest, the best to ever do it, ever touch a minor, you know? But you couldn't get an old nigga to say that because they know where he got what he got from and where it came from, where it started. Like, when you listen to everybody and anybody, again, I said we build off of, right? Pieces and bits of all the hip-hop hits.
Where did Wayne come from? Tell me, because I'm curious. You giving game now.
Yeah, well, he gonna tell you he got it from Jay-Z. He gonna tell you he got it from New Orleans Street, which is all this shit is probably true. Mm-hmm. But he did it his way. Mm-hmm. He did it in his twang, you know, his and then his extra, you know, because nobody, all right, before him, nobody sounded alike. After him, everybody tried to sound like him.
Yeah.
So that makes him his goat in that era.
Okay.
Because he came after all this, and then he did this.
Right.
Now, everybody after him
sounds
tried
like
to
him.
Sound like him until the next thing comes along, you know? I'm telling you, shit. Not to talk. Listen, when Shake came out, Shake was among 92.
Nigga, I was born everybody in 91, bro. This is crazy. Right. I'm listening. This
everybody
is
in the rap game made a record sound like Shay. Mm. They flow was. I'm like, look at this shit. But I'm not knowing that. I'm not knowing how big the game is yet. Because I'm still in my little era. You know, I done toured the country with 2 Live, you know, but yeah, man. Who would have known?
How big was 2 Live? Again,
Too Loud, mega. Too Loud, big man.
Give me somebody in my era that I would know that compared to
Drake, nigga.
Hell no,
bro. Rick Ross, nigga.
Jay-Z, Drake for real.
Too Loud Crew, nigga.
I mean, I've heard it. I know who Too Loud Crew is.
Ask the nigga in Zamunda, nigga, by Too Loud Crew. Ask Japan, ask Italy, ask London, ask Spain, ask them by Too Loud Crew. They're gonna be like, hey, out there, and I was there with them. Before Jay-Z. But you understand, this is how big the game was and how small it was. Like, the industry was small. It was the same people, and they was really controlling it. So as time goes, shit grows, and they make new friends and new artists come out. Like, all right, take me. I thought, oh, shit, I got this. If I ever need somebody, just make a new record. Not knowing there's always somebody coming for your spot. It's always a new dude. So all of a sudden... Nah, we want here. We're like this now.
Who was the next up? Just curious.
No, whoever it was. Say Trick, because Trick my name.
Okay.
Because they always try to compare me and Trick.
Okay.
They always
So you think Trick came and took over like I'm the new young nigga?
Yeah. Do I think that?
No, I'm just curious. I mean,
Yeah. Okay. I get you. But yeah, just say shit like that. But it's the game. You know, it's up to me to stay in the player position and just do my business.
But wait, what year Trick came out originally? Cause
I would say 96, 97. Yeah.
Damn, this is crazy. This is fire, bro.
I'm
game.
7 years prior to Brother Double.
So it would be JT and then Trick, the next
right.
hottest.
See, when Trick first came out, I was going out on the road with him. Cause whenever I wasn't booked, I would go with him. Cause, you know, Tim Simpson, that was my dog. I met Trick on some player shit because he pulled up on me. Was like, man, Jay. So I did the record. And then I would go out there. People screaming for me, but I'd be like, nah, we ain't here for this. We here for this. Like, this the new shit right here. See, I did that for Double. You understand? I was there. And that's why he always fought with me. And I fought with him the same way. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah, man, you know.
That's crazy, bro.
And when people always compare, you know, I always be like, man, that's my little brother. But I fought with him. He laugh now. Because I'd be like, yeah, man. Yeah. That's my little brother. But we be on that shit, though.
I'm over here. I got goosebumps.
You getting it. Nobody else getting it, though.
I'm listening, and I'm like, bro.
Yeah, that's my daughter.
Because both of y'all are legends.
Yeah, man.
And, like, you can have these stories as, like, y'all coming up together. And I'm like, bro, this is legendary.
I know a nigga family, man. That nigga tell me he know my lyrics better than me. Nigga, you crazy. But I'm just saying. But this is how I look. You know, yeah, one time, you know, I might have been mad about some business. I don't know what it was. But he like, man, Jay. I thought you knew me. I said, nigga, I thought I knew you too. You know, but it's me and Double. We go there.
Oh, wait, so y'all, Double was Trick.
Double, T Double D.
So y'all had like fake Static before?
Yeah, it wasn't fake. It was just brotherly love.
Wait, what the hell?
I don't know what happened.
I was gonna say what happened. I never knew this.
This is for the remake.
This is game, bro. This is real game. Like what, I mean, just friendly. What happened? Like on some brother shit.
I don't know what happened. I've been took full responsibility for it because it was like all right, this is what I tell the niggas. Like, and I think it stemmed from that. Cause it's like, you can't never get mad at how another nigga handled their business. Cause you think, man, you should've, I would've. Mm. Or if it was me, you answered your question right there. If it was you,
but it's not.
I would. It's not you. That nigga did his play the way he saw fit.
Oh, man.
So I'm not justified in my upsetness. You understand?
This is good, bro.
And this way a nigga gotta take responsibility and then, you know, through all that, my nigga stayed solid and real, and I love the shit out of him.
This shit good.
I even think we had to do that just to be where we at today.
Come on!
Like, yeah, sometimes I let shit go just to watch it play out. And, you know, I don't try to intervene in a lot of stuff. I just like, hey, man, it's part of the game. You have to go through it to get through it, get to it, you know?
I was talking to somebody about this. I'm like, sometimes as men, we got to be able to come to each other and talk and hash things out. That's the part of being a man.
Right.
But also, as crazy as it may sound, that's what build relationships, because you really don't know where we are when it ain't no pressure.
Right.
When it's pressure, that's how you know how tight we are. It's like, bro, when some shit go down, how we act in those moments, that's test our friendship.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, nah, I'm like, a nigga can't tell me shit about just like, you got me fucked up. I call a nigga and be like, yeah, nigga, I love you. I don't want nothing, nigga. I'm just calling to make sure y'all right, nigga. Oh, Jeff. You nigga want to call me Jeffrey.
So you can call him right now and tell him you love him?
I can. Well, you want me to do that on the phone? Nephew, get my phone. Let's see if he
answers. Hey, let's see.
This is only for Jay Hill show right now.
It's some young, I'm up and coming. I'm growing.
If this nigga answer this phone.
Let's see.
This shit gonna be funny.
It's gonna be cold, nigga. Fuck that. It's gonna be cold. Nigga.
No, cause sometimes nigga don't pick up, but he'll call me right back.
I had somebody call Erykah Badu on the show before.
Oh shit!
I was like, damn. But Trick Daddy, that's legendary status too. Let's see.
Nah, we finna see. Hold on. Yeah, that's it. That's the number. Let me get back here. That's fucked up. But I'm saying that this is what I do sometimes. You know. It's fucked up. That's fucked up, right? Must be the tequila, nigga. Nah, you know, that's my drink anyway.
Fuck it, just charge it again.
Mm-mm, hold on. He forwarded me, so he gonna call him back. He on another call. What?
Fuck it. It's all good. Hey, listen, we tried. Yeah. Nothing beats a failure but a try.
Right. Shit like that. See, I live by shit like that. Bottom lines. I live by, like, all right, take these niggas in this Bible thing, right? I'm like, no, Proverbs. I like, it just be bottom line. It's like, 1 + 1 = 2. You do this, this gonna happen. You don't do that, that's gonna happen.
Yeah.
And Nothing be failure but a try. Break it down. Think about it. You got to try. The answer is always no if you don't answer.
This shit was good, bro.
The dumbest answer is one not asked. Dumbest question is one not asked. Just shit to make you think. Feed your brain, man.
And it's still a moment. Because I still can say JT Money called Trick Daddy.
Yeah, I still
it's still a moment.
But yeah, you never know.
I thank you so much, bro. This is good, bro. What you got new? I know the project Immortal came out a while ago.
4th of July, yeah.
Yeah, that came out a while ago. Yeah. Why you still doing press now?
Cause
you owe me
I
this.
Just did. Yeah, I do owe you. Cause last time we were in the right place last time?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, miscommunication.
Perfect time.
And I'm glad. Right. Okay, boom. I'm promoting the Trout Beckham thing, and I got the CeeLo Green coming.
Lean back
in October.
So the camera can get all of you.
I got the CeeLo Green coming in October, and then I got the 8-Ball and MJG at the top of the year. So, and really, I'm trying to do 8 videos on the album because what it is, we as artists, we get too hungry, and then people attention span short these days. So, because I was going to try to single it out, but I'm like, no, I'm going to throw the album out, but I'm going to work it like the whole day. Because we independent, man. We do what we want to do. But you get out of things what you put into it. So I don't mind doing press. And then I still get to communicate with the people. Like, something new done happened. You done got me to giving up some more game that I ain't shared before.
Yeah. I was, bro. That's this beautiful. Is good, bro. I'm not even going to lie to you. I wasn't. I don't know what I was expecting.
I said that because I say they kept trying to get in our way. They kept trying to stop us. I said, watch this shit be good.
Yeah.
Never did I say that? Yes or no?
Yeah. This is unexpectedly good. Y'all going to enjoy it. JT Money, legendary status. Bro, come on, dog.
Stop, baby.
Your mother probably was bumping. I'm just saying. She probably was wanting to know where JT Money was at. That's all I'm gonna say.
Back in the day.
Back in the day, that's all I'm gonna say, man. Your Mama Gay, you came out in what, 92?
Yeah, don't get me started.
I was born in 91, bro, and I'm 33. I be joking about being an old nigga in the room.
Right. And they lying to you, man. You got that good age, boy. At 30? Man.
Nah, man, I appreciate you, man. Thank you for pulling up.
Thank you, bro.
JT Money, J Hill Podcast. It's a wrap. We out.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. Everybody needs some variety in life. That's what I love about Chumba Casino. They know how to keep things fresh and exciting. All their games are free to play, like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire. You can claim free daily login bonuses, too. And they release new games every week. So spice things up with ChumbaCasino.com now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply.